We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of, on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the last line of Zayin Amud Aleph. It said in the Braisa, Nofol Liad Dayin, Lo Yotziu Olamus. If the star that was lost fell into a Dayin's hand, the Dayin holds on to it, doesn't give it to anyone. It's also going on top of Amud Beis. Maishno, top of Zayin Amud Beis. Maishno Liad Dayin, Vostap is Liad Dayin. Anyone who's holding on to it now, you wouldn't give it back. What's up with the dying? Amaravach kamar. Hold him in tight. Va'achar shemotzer star shenofel yedah dying. If someone found a star that already was by the dying, and what does that mean? Ve'chidami the cost of by hempik. Hempik means that there was makuyim. There's a confirmation on the bottom. These edim are good. It's called a hempik. After they have kiyum staris and bezdin, they write something on the bottom that we were here with Moshev Tlosa, three people sitting here, and we said this is a good star. So someone in the street finds a star that fell liad dayin already, lo yitzir alamis, you don't give it to anyone. Veloim boyloi kosev hempik, that's possible. There's no hempik. The ikul may my kosev luvos alava. You can say that it was never really. You never really borrow. Sometimes a loy will write a star before he borrows because he needs money immediately. He'll have a star ready. So there's no hempik. So the can say it was never used that star. That's possible. You don't give it back. Elafilu kosev hempik. The mekuyim, even if it says a hempik that was mekuyim, lo yachzer, you don't give it back. The chashin leprayim. That means if you find a star in the street, your chosh is that the malva wouldn't have lost it. This is his ticket to $1 million. He wouldn't lose the star, and therefore, if you find the star in the street, your chosh leprayim. That's what the Tanakhama holds. So it says that lashon is nafal yadayin lo yitzir lomis. Means if it fell a star mekuyim, even a star mekuyim fell to someone's hand, lo yitzir lomis. Don't give it to anyone. Your chosh leprayim. Rabbi Yossi says, "Harei b'chizkasa." What's that? Rabbi Yossi Eimer, "Harei b'chizkasa." And the Gemara is assuming, "V'loy chashin leparayin." The reason is because he holds not chayish leparayin. Zog Rashi, why not? The Rashi is from the first narrow lines. Rabbi Yossi lechayish leparayin. The man the mahadru leishtar parua le'alta zor belekruyev le'mashle. When you get back, you pay $1 million. You get back a star. The first thing you do before you do anything is you rip up that star. And if the star is still around, we're not chayish leparayin. That's Rabbi Yossi holds. So it comes out, we have a chalik to see Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. Rabban and hold, you are chayish leparayin. Rabbi Yossi holds, you're not chayish leparayin. Very good, is that true? L'chayish Rabbi Yossi leparayin, v'atayin l'intan b'raisa, mocha shtar ksuba b'shuk, someone found in shtar ksuba, shtar ksuba is basically a shtar chayit. Someone found in shtar ksuba b'shuk that says that the husband has to give the isha 200 zuz, so he finds in shtar ksuba b'shuk. So his man shabal moida, if the baal's moida that I never paid it, yach zli, she give back to the wife. Ain't a baal moida. If the baal's not moida, lo yachzul is that. Lo is that. This is Tanakhama shita that he holds. You are choishul leparayin unless the baal's moida. So you are choishul leparayin. That's why you won't give back to anyone. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, it depends. Oy the tachas baila. If they're still married, then we're not choishul leparayin. Yachzul isha, because no, you usually don't pay up. You don't pay up a ksuba while you're married. Nis armula. If she is, her husband died and is garish or she's divorced. Lo yachzul lo yavzel is that. Then you don't give back to anyone. You choshul leparayin. You don't give back to the isha. So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds choshul leparayin. Actually, this brayso, both of them hold choshul leparayin. But you see, Rabbi Yossi also holds a kapanim and his arm and his garisha that you choshul leparayin. So how can you say harei zebuchas gosa? When you find a star in the street, you say you're not choshul leparayin because you would have ripped it up. Here you see you are choshul leparayin. You see over here that even though the ksuba is still intact, you choshul leparayin that was paid up. So it's a big kasha. Zog tomorrow, you have a kasha Rabbi Yossi. Okay, epoch. We'll switch around the first brisa, and it reads like this: Nafal yadayin, which means you found a star that was mekuyim. Lo yitzir olam. It's Rabbi Yossi. You don't give it to anyone. Why not? Because you chayish leparayin. Vechamer Rabbi Cheskosai that it's Cheskosai, and you're not chayish leparayin. Yachi fake tomorrow. It's shvayin the other way. We said in this brisa of ksuba, everyone holds Yechosh Leparayim. So now they were saying that Rabbanon is the Rei of Cheskosai, and they hold Yechosh Leparayim. Yechosh Leparayim, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. Star, so my answer is, the Kasha Rabbanon? My answer is, no, it's not Shvei. Why? Well, Taich, that the Brisa of Ksuba is Kuloi Rabbi Yossi. Star Ksuba, the whole Brisa of Star Ksuba is Kuloi Rabbi Yossi, it's all the Shita Rabbi Yossi. V'chsuri Mechsur, and it's missing some words, let's say read it. V'alchadani. Eina baal moida. If the baal's moida, you give back to the isha because he's moida. Eina baal moida lo yachzer lo yozev lo yozeh. Why? Because choshul leparayin. Memedvar amur mishnas armla nisgarisha. Only if it's after divorce or after her husband died. They give back to the Isha. Why? You're not choishes for parayin if they're still married. So the first teretz into this kasha was that first of all we do an epoch. We switch it around. Rabbi Yossi in the din of a lost star holds that lo yaitzi olam. He's very worried about praying. Rabban holds the Rebbe Chizkazi now is praying. And the brisa of Ksuba is talking about dafka Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabban. Rabban holds that even by Ksuba you're not choishes praying. You always get back to the Isha. So that brisa of Ksuba is all Rabbi Yossi. That's the first mahalach. We're going to have three mahalachim here. That's the first mahalach. Rav Papa, my another tarot says kasha. Rav Papa, little sepach. Don't switch around the first brisa, and that means that Rabbi Yossi holds hareza bechaskasi not choishes praying. Aye, what's pshat in the brisa of ksuba? Rabbi Yossi ledevrayim the rabbanon kamlu. Rabbi Yossi holds really you always give it back to the isha. Why you not choishes praying? But he's going you rabbanon hold that you are choishes praying when the baal's not moida. You are choishes praying. So basically, the Rebbe Amram comes. Lididi afilus armon is garasha nami lechashin leproyin, and you give it back to the Isha. Lididchu the fear you might that you chayish leproyin. Oideli me is reminded to me at least, but oide tachas baila that when they're married, the yachs leisha lavas proyini, and the Tanakam was mashma that in any case you don't give it back. Why not? If it's tachas, if it's still married, you think you assume you paid it. Rabbanon say back, yeah. I hold even if they're married, I'm choshish that the husband gave her some moyas truas l'rash says, like money wrapped in a bag or other type of silver. They gave it to her for a ksuba, and therefore we're worried maybe he did pay a little bit, and therefore we are choshish. So that's pshat number two in the stiris habraisis. Pshat number three is Ravina. Ravina Amal Olam Epoch. We switch it around. Epoch Kamaisa, which means Rabbi Yossi holds Choshes Leproin. Rabban holds Ain't Choshes Leproin. And the question was, what's Pshat Nishtar Ksuba Braisa? So we said one Tarot says Ku Rabbi Yossi. Now that was Doche. Now when it's back Shver, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi, the Abba Ksuba says that you don't give it back, so you are Choshes Leproin. So it has Rabban Shtim. So Zok Tamara, Le'olam Epoch Kamaisa. But and Pshat Rabbanon is not Choshes Leproin. You're not Choshes Leproin. So what's Pshat the Rabbanon that say you don't give back the Ksuba? The time of the Rabbanon, Hacham Shem Nachashinu Shtei Ksubas. We're worried that if she lost the Ksuba, you immediately wrote her another Ksuba. And that's to have Ishva Ksuba. He immediately wrote another Ksuba. So you know why I don't give it back? Not because Choshes Leproin. We're Choshes that there's another Ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Shtei Ksubas Lechayesh. Rabbi Yossi is not Chayesh to Ksubas. Which means that Enechanami, if he tainted parati, like Rashi speaks out, but so it says in a bal moida, right? It's in a bal moida. Lo yachlo is that. If what he's saying is parati, then we can't give back to the isha because we're not choshes leproyin with the rabbanon. Here he was tining. I wrote another ksuba, and that we are choshes for. So when it says in a bal moida, you know what it means? He says I wrote another ksuba, and therefore choshes for that. That's why we don't give it back. So the bottom line for your ravine is the rabbanon not choshes leproyin. When you pay up a star, you know what you do with it? You burn it up the first minute. But here, it's a chash of two ksubas. That's a chash. That's how, that was a third pshat in the stiris ha brises. So, good, any kashas? Yeah. What any kashas? Tell me one kasha. No, it's very clear, the Gemara. There was a chosh shai, chosh leproin, and we had three mahalchim and an answer to stira between the two brises.
Well, The
loyv is gaining. The loyv is gaining. Economic, he's gaining. Maybe he's not gaining. No, he may pay it up. I'm saying we're choshes leproyin. He paid up. No one's gaining. Yeah, because we're choshes leproyin. The mav wouldn't have lost it. Let's say you have a star that's always $1 million. You would lose it. I don't think you would lose it. You put it in safe. What?
When you give it to the loyv.
You didn't give it to the loyv. What do you mean? When? What? He was. It fell from loyv's hand. You gave it to the loyv. It fell from loyv's hand. He holds loyv in the burden. Not the dying's hand. We said dying means it was mekuyim. Yeah, the lawyer's there is that because maybe he fell from the lawyer's hand. That's why we're choshes leproyim. Right, so we're not sure. So therefore, we say that you don't give it to anyone. We don't give it to anyone. What?
We're not giving it to anyone. The lawyer
win. He didn't win. Maybe he paid. We don't know what to do. Hey, like give it back. The guy paid for it. You know, that's all. That's not halacha. It's like every moitzim mechaver rag say the same thing. Every moitzim mechaver rag say, oh, he wins. Yeah, he wins because he has the money. It's basically a moitzim mechaver rag. Lawyer has the money. You can't take money from him without a raya. And here, there's a star. Star's not a raya. Choshes leproyin. That's what it means. It says choshes leproyin. That's what it is. Next time, don't lose it. So the Gemara writes, Amar Rav Elazar, Machloikis b'shashneim adukim b'toifes and b'toif. Machloikis does not mean here argument. Machloikis Rashi means this din yachloiku. We say there were two people holding onto a shtar. There's a din yachloiku, right? There's a din yachloiku. You split the shtar. So that means by shneim adukim b'toifes, b'shneim b'toif. Every shtar has a toifes and a toif. Toif is where it says the zman. It says the zman. It also has the name of the malva loiv and how much money it is. But the toifes doesn't say the zman, but it also repeats over the malva loiv and how much money it is, and has edim on the bottom. So here, when they're both holding on to both parts, the toifes and the toif, or the same part, machlekes shneim adukim toifes, they're both holding on to the toifes, v'shneim toif. Aval ech adukim toifes, ech toif, zenet el toifes, zenet el toif. We'll see the nafmina soon. But he's saying when they're both holding onto the shtar, and he's holding the bottom of the shtar, he's holding the top of the shtar, the tayrif, so he gets a tayrif, and he gets a tayfis. Rabbi Yechon Amar Loyam Cholkim, they always split it evenly. Freit the Gemara, what do you mean? Rabbi Filo Echa Oda Tayfis, and even if one guy is holding the tayfis, one holds the tayrif, Vatanya, Linton Abraisa, Zenot Ad Yotam, Vakum Shetam Gaz, and everyone gets whatever's in their hand. So the Gemara, Lechricha, the Koyi Tayrif Be Mitzi. The tayrif is in the middle, and therefore it's Cholkim evenly because that's punk what they're holding on to. And it's not a machlokes comes out. Yochi Ma'alamer, what's the chiddush? The tzricha the mekarv the gavichas closer to one. Ma'od teima omalei ploig hachi. We say split it this way. K'mash one omalei ma'chos ploig hachi ploig hachi. Split it evenly because you're not holding on to that part. So what's the difference? So basically, you're asking the next verse kasha. So let's repeat over what it is before we start the next verse kasha. Basically, loch is two guys holding on to a shtar regarding the money that says in the shtar that we do yachloiku. That we do yachloiku. For now, there's another halacha. The whatever you're holding on to belongs to you. Now, if I'm holding the typhus, you're holding the typhus, you get the typhus, and I get the typhus. Because I'm holding on to that. And the question is, like, who cares? What's the difference? So it's the paper? That's the next Mars cash. Amalei, Rav Acham, the Taravina, Rav Lazar, the Rav Lazar, the Amazanet, the typhus. Vizanet, the typhus. Where does he need that star? He wants to stuff up his wine bottle with it? That makes no difference then if it's type of tariff. Who cares? It makes a difference in the money. Why? Because you're selling the star. You're selling the star and you split the money in the star. The one wants a tiny like this. The tariff has a little bit more of a value than a typhus. Why? Because the tariff has a zman. And since it says a zman inside it, so the zman now gives you a chance to collect from a shabbatim. A shtar without a zman is a good shtar, but you can't collect from a shabbatim because you don't know when it happened. So the tayrif has a bigger value than the tayfis when you sell it. So amalei ledomi, dama hachi, shtar of this be zman kamashavi. How much a shtar with zman? But less be zman kamashavi. It doesn't have zman. How much a shavi? Shtar of this be zman government shabdi. A shtar that has a zman you collect from a shabbatim. V'idoch, a shtar without a zman, like government shabadi. Yav lehech, the beini beini, v'yachloiku. No, the beini beini. The halacha is like this. You figure out the value of a shtar. So the value of a shtar, it's a $1,000 shtar. So you sell it in the street for 900. Without a zman, it sells for 800, because you can't collect from a shabadi. So $100 goes to the person holding on to the tariff. He gets that $100, because he's holding on to the tariff. The other 800, they split. So one guy will end up with 400, one guy will end up at 500. Because the ones holding on to the tariff is the one holding on to the zman, so that's a bigger value. I can ask me, so the other guy is holding the typhus, he has the edim. Isn't that the best? Well, edim, you're nothing. So Rashi answers that no, because moida b'shtar shekosu v'en shal kaimai. And here it being moida that was written. So therefore, according to Shimon Gamil, moida b'shtar shekosu v'en shal kaimai, so if you don't need the edim. That's what Rashi says. But the kasha is that Moedim Shtar Shekosu only works if you have Edim. Here you don't have Edim at all. You have to have Edim and Shtar. So Ramban answers, Pshat and Rashi is that Avadah Edim is going on the whole entire Shtar. So therefore, and different than Zman, Edim going on the whole entire Shtar. But therefore, it's not a problem that he's only holding on to the bottom part. It makes no difference. But in any case, we're saying the tariff has a bigger value than the typhus. Yeah. What? Any questions?
What's the case that you're looking
at? What's the question?
You have the shtar.
Yeah, he's on to the tariff. What?
Right. So
yeah.
One on the tariff, one on the paper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One. Let's say one is one. Who's then the document?
The document. They're selling it. The selling document.
The buyer of the document, you go to the lender and collect.
Collect, 100%. Yeah, that's mine. You collect everything, yeah.
Right, so why are we...
They're selling it. They're getting money for it. They sold it to the guy who's collecting and paid for it. So take that money, split the money. And we're saying, whoever holds the tariff gets more money because the part of his mind has bigger value. And there's a lot of you sell a star, you don't split it in half. Limura says, I mean, other things like that also. The yachloku you make on a star is for the value of it. If that's not what it means, yachloku in our Mishnah, so shtayim echsim metalis. Hakanami the polik, what do you think? You cut the talis in half? The guy has the talis, cuts in half, and it's not worth anything. Obviously, you ruined it. So it's a raya when yachloku always means you sell it. So for no, holakash, it wouldn't be a raya from talis. Why? Because maybe you cut in half. The chazi lektanim, a small child could wear it. So Mar says, I'm not a raya. Chazi lektanim is good for regular talis. V'odom arava, Moisei talis muzu heves. If it's a gold talis, you split it. Cholkin hakanami the pligibay. You think you split it? Half a gold talis is not worth for a cotton because a cotton doesn't wear a gold talis. So no. Hakanami of sedua, you lost it. No. Halakasha the chaz ben melachim. Bnei melachim could wear it. Frank tomorrow nocha raya. Chosh people could wear a gold talis. Frank tomorrow vadatnan hoyushnayim rech magam behema. Another case in the Mishnah is two people riding on a behema. And it says you split it. Well, you cut the behemoth in half. How can I have your pligila? Half do you're ruining the behemoth. Bishlama tahira. If it's tahira, chayz lebasa. It means you could shecht it and then cut it in half, and then use half and half for steak. Ella tmeya half do. If you cut it in half, you ruined it. Ella means you sell it. Ladami. How can I have ladami? You sell it. So what the Gemara is saying is that by yachloiku namish does not mean you cut it in half. You don't cut the baby. What you do is you sell it. And therefore, you sell it, you split the value. And that's what you do with a star. A star, half a star is worthless. What you do is you sell the star and you split the value. And by talis, that's negotiable. It's possible you cut it in half if it's not going to ruin it. But if it's going to ruin it, you don't cut it in half. Same thing by behemoth. If it's a behemoth today, you don't cut it in half because you're going to ruin it. What you do is you sell it and you split the money. And back to star also, that's what you do. You sell it, you split the money. And we said, whoever's holding to the tariff will get more money because he's holding on to this man. And therefore, that part of the star has a bigger value and he'll get a little more money because he's holding on to the tariff.